Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, you can say something nice or not. It's up to you. Here's the email, askjim@jbsba.com. Don't forget, when you get to my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It's free. It comes every week by email on Sunday. Get you ready for the coming week. And I think you'll like it. And don't forget all the other things you can do there at Small Business Heaven at my website there. Lots of things like hearing past interviews that we've conducted with our good friend Tom Asacker, who's with us right now. Tom is a speaker, a columnist. He is one of the smartest brand strategists that I've ever met. He's a former corporate executive. He knows what things are like in the corporate world, but he also knows what it's like to be a small business owner because he is one. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, Sandbox Wisdom, Revolutionize Your Brand with the Genius of Childhood, and the sequel to that book, The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. Tom Asacker, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you back, as always. And I was telling the audience that you were going to talk to us about how to make sure that when we head off into the marketplace that we got our stuff together. And one of the most important things that we have to have together is making sure that our brand message is good, not only for our customers, but sometimes, Tom, our brand message is not even clear in our own minds, is it?
Well, no, you know what? That's absolutely true. They've been doing some studies recently, and this is with big companies and small companies, and there's only really a small percentage of people that work within businesses and people that sit on boards that can describe what their purpose as a business is. And by purpose, I mean from the customer's standpoint, not we're in business to make money. That's a byproduct. But the purpose of the business, because that's what drives all the activities in the business, and that's what gets people to become loyal and, you know, people that will spread the word about your business if you can demonstrate that. You know, look, I was reading a quote the other day by Dennis Whately that I think sums this pretty much up, this whole branding thing, because it's really become a confusing buzzword out there. And Dennis said, you must look within for value, but must look beyond for perspective. And I think that's it in a nutshell.
Say that again, Tom.
It says you must look within for value, but must look beyond for perspective. And
tell us what you think he means.
Well, this is what I think is as far as take it from a small business owner's standpoint. Yeah, you know what? It's okay to look within for answers to questions like, why did I start this business in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's nothing wrong.
Am I enjoying myself?
That's right. And there's nothing wrong with answering with things that you value, like be my own boss, to achieve financial independence someday,
right.
For freedom. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to answer, you know, that big question that all business have today, how do we grow and how do we do it profitably? That answer doesn't come from inside of you or your business. That comes from looking beyond, and it mm-hmm. comes from your customers, and it comes from the marketplace and the culture. Jim, I'm presently working on, and don't tell me why we keep doing this, you and I, but I'm working on a new book, and this is going to be a small, concise, no jargon handbook for business owners and entrepreneurs. They'll finally put all of this confusion about what branding and strategic intent today is all about.
I can't wait for that. Now, you will launch that on the show, right?
I will launch it on the show. But I'm going to tell the audience today what there's really only three elements to this. I mean, I've boiled it down to three elements. And it comes down to, first of all, is a desire. Branding is a desire to take an outside-in view of your business, to look at it from your customer's viewpoint, from three important perspectives, and then having the discipline to get everyone everyone in the business focused every day on communicating and demonstrating these perspectives that I'm going to give you to your potential and existing customers and clients.
Can I stick another little detail in the middle of what you just said?
Please do.
Before you have the discipline, you have to have the courage.
Oh, absolutely right.
And by that I mean, and here's why. You talked about looking at those three things, looking from the outside in, making sure that you know what people, how people, the way people see you.
Right.
Before, you know, discipline is the marathon. You know, discipline's doing it every day, day after day. But before you can do that, you got to have the courage to be able to take those perspectives, those outside views, that constructive criticism, maybe not so constructive criticism. You got to have the courage to be to say, you know what? I know what's coming. Some of it's going to sting, but I'm going to ask the question anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? The good news is that if you do that well, once you get the courage and the gumption and then start implementing, if you do it well, you will energize your people, you know, because they're doing things now that seem strategic in order to help the business grow. You know, they're not just coming to work for 8 hours. They're actually becoming strategic about their intent. The customers will be energized and happy because finally somebody's understanding them and providing for both their physical and emotional needs and requirements.
And so once you once you get your employees and your customers to that level as the owner, your biggest, your most important job to a large degree, and I'm oversimplifying somewhat, but I've seen this happen before. You could get to the point where your most important job is to get out of their way.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's, you know, at that point, and this is really the good news, at that point, you're done managing. You've already set up the systems. Mm-hmm. You've created the foundation or the walls, if you will, for people to act within. You don't have to manage anymore. Now you can be a leader. Now you can go out there and inspire and teach and lead and train and let these people self-manage around your brand. I mean, that's the
power of it. But it's got to be something, but you're right, it's got to be something that comes from inside of them, and the them that you're talking about are your employees, your other stakeholders in your company, and your customers. It's got to be coming from inside of them, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's an inside, it's an outside-in perspective. Mm-hmm. It's not from you to them. It's from them outside. You know, and that's the most important part.
Tom, hold on to that thought. Folks, I told you that we'd get some good stuff from our good friend Tom Asacker. We're going to come back right after these messages. When we come back, I'm going to let him tell us about his website and how you can find it, because I know you're going to want to check it out. And then we got some more branding important information to talk to you about right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. Tom Asacker, this is our third anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary.
3 years ago, you were the first on our show, and you've been doing some great work for us ever since. And on behalf of my audience, for all that you do for us and for all that you do for small business owners everywhere, we thank you.
Well, thank you.
Give us your website, please.
It's sandboxwisdom.com.
All right, tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, shoot. Well, usually 2-3 times a week I'll find a quote, and I'll take the relevance of that quote and try to apply it to business and show how nothing has really changed. You know, we still need to be passionate about our message and make a difference in people's lives. So I try to look for ways that and explain ways of doing that in our modern day crazy times that we live in.
Well, I encourage you folks to check that out. Anything that Tom says is top shelf, and check it out there at sandboxwisdom.com. Tom, let's talk about those three perspectives, those three fundamentals of branding that you mentioned earlier. Tell us what they are and what they're about.
All right. Well, let me tell you what the three are. The first one is purpose. Once that's understood well, the second one is identity. and then we move into the third one, which is experience. But the first place to start, and let me start with this, is purpose. And this is what I mean by purpose, because this is another confusing term. This is not mission. It's not vision. You know, it's not mission statements, and we will be the greatest this and the biggest that, and none of that stuff.
No cheerleading.
No, none of that. Plus, things change too fast. You can't make any predictions anymore.
That's right.
About what you're going to be. So the place to really focus on is purpose. Why, from your customer's viewpoint, are you in business? Now, and I mean, this must be a compelling purpose, something that makes your customers, how I like to view it, is something that makes them smile, either on the outside or on the inside, once they walk out of your place of business or once you walk away.
When they think about you and they ask themselves, what's in it for me, they don't have any trouble finding out what that, thinking of what that is.
No, and if you want to try to answer the question for yourself, say to yourself, and this is your customer talking, what do they say? I feel good about myself and my decision to shop at such and such a company or to choose such and such an accountant because what? Because I'm smart? Because I saved a lot of money and time on stuff that really doesn't matter that much to me? See, that's why people shop at Walmart. They shop at Walmart not because they can't afford to shop someplace else, because I see people in Mercedes in Walmart. Because, you know, here's what they're saying. Hey, I'm smart. I might as well go get these pickles at Walmart, right? I don't really care much about pickles. If I can get them cheaper here, I'll go there. So that's why they're doing it. Or maybe they're saying, because I'm a good person. I support such and such a cause.
But what we've got to do, as small business owners, what we've got to do, Tom, is we've got to make them say, I shop with this small business because he or she takes care of me. Because
what's that tell you about yourself? See, that's the important thing is that means that I'm, because you take care of me, that means I'm what?
Important.
Right, I'm important.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
that's the feeling the customer has to have about doing business with you, that you matter to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
You being
the customer. John, let's move over to number two.
All right, number two, once you understand what that is, and I mean really understand that, the next thing you have to do is to make sure the look, the feel, the smell, everything must say that purpose to your potential customers and your customers. And I mean, look for opportunities to convey that purpose in your ads, in your mailings, in the bills that you send out, in the phone calls, the way you answer the telephone. Are you saying you're important? Or you're smart, or you're discerning, or you're cool, or you're whatever that feeling is that you want them to have. Are you saying that everywhere? Let your people come up with ideas for you. Mm-hmm. And it's important because this is how people choose. They choose based on what they see, their senses. What they see and feel is how they choose. That's believability. If they see something that doesn't match your purpose, now they don't believe you anymore. Mm-hmm. Now they say, forget it, I can't trust, you know, this is not trustworthy business. Because they're telling me they care about me, but look at that filthy parking lot. Or, you know, whatever it is, you must convey your purpose through your identity. That creates believability, which drives choice.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads me to number three. Once they choose based on believing, now you've got to come through with an experience that matches that identity. Because the experience is what gives them trust. See, they believed you, so they were willing to try you. That's your identity. Now they try you, and if it matches what you say, and if you reciprocate with them, if you give them back as much as they give you as customers, now they trust you. Now they'll go tell their friends.
And in that experience, two things have to be there: repeatability and predictability.
Absolutely.
Where they feel like every time they come back, that steak's going to be cooked just as well as it was last time.
You know what? Absolutely right. And but you also have to make sure that you stay in tune with where they're evolving to. You don't want to become, you know, great at predictability and have mediocre predictability like McDonald's.
Tom, that's got to be the last word. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. Looking forward to our next visit. And happy anniversary, Tom.
Happy anniversary, Jim.
Tom Masecker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back Quick break. I'll be right back, too. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.